नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, entitled Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creation, Chapter 20, Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe, Verse number 11. Yajansi Yajna Krutubhir Yamadrita भवन्त आमनाय विधान कोविदा स एव विष्णुर्वरदो अस्तु वापरो दास्यामे अमुस्मै क्षितिम् इप्सिता मुने यजन्ति यज्ञं कृतुभिर्यमादृता भवन्तामनाय विधानकोविदा स एव विष्णुर्वरदो अस्तु वापरो दास्याम्यमुस्मै क्षितिम् इप्सिता मुने यजन्ति यज्ञं कृतुभिर्यम् आद्रता भवन्त आमनाय विधानकोविदा स एव विष्णुर्वरदो अस्तु वापरो दास्याम्युमुस्मै क्षितिम् इप्सितं मुने यजन्ति यज्ञं कृतुभिर्यम् आद्रिता भवन्तामनाय विधानकोविदा स एव विष्णुर्वरदो अस्तु वापरो तस्यामयमुस्मै क्षितिं क्षिता मुने विष्णुर्वरदो अस्तु वापरो तस्यामिमुस्मै क्षितिम् इप्सिता मुने यज्ञं कृतुभिरमाद्रता भवन्तामनय विधानकोविदा स एव विष्णुर्वरदो अस्तु वापरो यामि अमुस्मै क्षितिमिप्सिता मुने। माताजी यजन्ति वर्शिप यज्ञम् हु इज द एन्जॉयर ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस Kratubhi, by the different paraphernalia for sacrifice, Yam, unto the Supreme Person, Adrata, very respectfully, Bhavanta, all of you, Amnaya Vidhanako Vidha, great saintly persons, fully aware of the Vedic principle of performing sacrifice. That eva indeed Vishnu is Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Varada, either he is prepared to give benediction. Astu, he becomes. Va, or para, comes as an enemy. Dasyami, I shall give. Amusmai, unto him, unto Lord Vishnu, Vamandev. Shitim, the tract of land. Ipshitam, whatever he has desired. Mune, O great sage. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O great sage, great saintly persons like you, being completely aware of the Vedic principles for performing ritualistic ceremonies and yajnas, worship Lord Vishnu in all circumstances. Therefore, whether that same Lord Vishnu has come here to give me all benedictions or to punish me as an enemy, I must carry out his order and give him the requested tract of land without hesitation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated by Lord Shiva, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Paratram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam Padma Puran. Although in the Vedas there are recommendations for worshipping many demigods, Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Person and worship of Vishnu is the ultimate goal of life. The Vedic principles of the Varnashram institution are meant to organize society to prepare everyone to worship Lord Vishnu. Varnashramat charvata purushena parapuman Vishnur aradhyate pantha nanya tattoshakaranam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Puran 3.8.9. One must ultimately worship Lord Vishnu, and for that purpose the Varna Ashram system organizes society into Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, Brahmacharis, Grahastas, Vanaprastha and Sannyasis. Bali Maharaj, having been perfectly educated in devotional service by his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, knew how things are to be done. He was never to be misguided by anyone, even by a person who happened to be his so-called spiritual master. This is a sign of full surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Marabi Rakabi Yo Ichha Tuhar Nitya Dasa Prati Toya Adhikar. When one surrenders to Lord Vishnu, one must be prepared to abide by his orders in all circumstances, whether he kills one or gives one protection. Lord Vishnu must be worshipped in all circumstances. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, Verse Number 11, Translation. O great sage, great saintly persons like you, being completely aware of the Vedic principles for performing ritualistic ceremonies and yajnas, worship Lord Vishnu in all circumstances. Therefore, whether that same Lord Vishnu has come here to give me all benedictions or to punish me as an enemy, I must carry out his order and give him the requested tract of land without hesitation. Hare Krishna. So Bali Maharaj is speaking to Shukracharya, and now he has come to the point in this conversation wherein he is giving his decision. Lord Vamandev has begged 3 steps of land, bhumi. Bali Maharaj has promised to give 3 steps of land. Shukracharya has told Bali Maharaj not to fulfill his promise, not to give the 3 steps of land. And Bali Maharaj is now responding and concluding in this next 2-3 verses that he will give the charity, he will give the land, he will fulfill his promise, he will not speak lies, he will not be dishonest, he will disobey Shukracharya. And in presenting his argument, now he is indirectly quoting Shukracharya himself, saying that great saintly persons like you, you all know Shastras, know Vedic principles, and you all recommend and you yourself worship Lord Vishnu in all pujas, in all worship, in all yajnas, in all sacrifices. And that's true. All the great saintly personalities, acharyas, sadhus, they recommend that Vishnu should be worshipped. Lord Vishnu is the ultimate root of the whole creation. Each spirit soul is part and parcel of Lord Vishnu. So we have natural relationship with Lord Vishnu, and that is of love and service. So based on that natural relationship, we should worship Lord Vishnu, nobody else. There are demigods who are more powerful than other humans and species. But we, the soul, are not part and parcel of Indra, are not part and parcel of Brahma, are not part and parcel of Shiva, Durga, Surya, and not even Ganpati. We are not their part and parcel. So there is no natural relationship. There is relationship of superior and junior, but that's temporary till they are on that post. So we don't need to worship them exclusively. They are also part and parcel of Vishnu, Krishna. We are also part and parcel of Krishna. So we worship Krishna, we serve Krishna, and they are also satisfied. So great saintly persons like Narad Muni, Asita, Devala, Vyasdev, Sukadeva Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj, Brahma, Lord Shiva, Surya, all these sages, all these saintly persons have recommended that we worship Vishnu. Great acharyas like Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarkacharya, even Shankaracharya has recommended that we worship Vishnu. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, they all recommended that we worship Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna Himself, coming as a devotee, He recommended we worship Krishna. The Goswamis, the other Acharyas, the great leaders of the society, they all recommended we worship Krishna. Suta Goswami, in Bhagavatam, he says, Krishnastu Bhagwan Swayam. That Krishna is Bhagwan. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gives the list of avatar, incarnation. And at the end he says, this Krishna is not an incarnation. Krishna is source of all incarnation. He is avatari. He is the origin of all incarnation. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the scriptures, they speak that we should worship Vishnu. The acharyas, the sadhu, purush, the saintly persons, the sages, the rishis, the munis, the panditas, they recommend that we worship Vishnu. Shukracharya himself has told Bali Maharaj and all the demons that the yajna, the sacrifice, is meant to please Vishnu. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is asking one question to Krishna. Who is Adi Yajna? Who is the Lord of sacrifice? And Krishna says, I am the Lord of sacrifice. Yajna is supposed to be done for me. Living entities, they require grain. Grain comes by yajna. And yajna is done to please Vishnu. And that is how the demigods also get pleased. And they give rain. But now, Shukracharya is telling Bali Maharaj not to give everything to Vishnu. This is confusing. This is because he is not pure. Even though he may have spoken about worshipping Vishnu, but he himself is not so pure to do it. We see such possibilities, such Shukracharyas in every family. Imagine a boy, after his education, gets a job. Nice job. And his first salary, after he receives his first salary, he goes home. And he tells his family members, my dear father, mother, brother, sister, today after receiving first salary, I went to ISKCON temple. And I put 100 rupees in the hundi, and this is the rest of the salary. The parents will be so happy that my boy is so religious. He is so devoted to God. Since childhood we have taught him, and he has done it. Right? Imagine another boy, after receiving his first salary, goes home and he says, my dear parents, today I received my first salary and I gave whole salary to ISKCON and I am planning to do it every month. Would they be happy? They will say, you rascals, why don't you stay there? So the parents also want them to become devotees. But don't give everything. Nothing wrong. That karma mishra bhakti.
So that is where Shukracharya and Bali Maharaj discussion going on. Shukracharya had explained him that yajna is meant for Vishnu. But when it comes to full surrender, when it comes to giving whole property, Shukracharya says, no, don't do it. That is not to be done. 100, 200 rupees is okay. All bank balance not okay. Don't do it. So we are talking about full surrender. But the whole society is meant to come to this platform of full surrender. That's why there is Varnashram system. Varnashram system is for civilized society, not for animals, or not for humans who are not humans, who are actually animals in consciousness. They have a body like humans, but they are animal in consciousness. The society is organized into four varnas, four ashramas: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahas, Vanapra, Sannyasi, so that whatever dharma, whatever duties are prescribed in Varna and Ashram, when performed, every individual advances in spiritual life. Vishnu is pleased. That is the purpose of organizing the society in Varna Ashram. If this organization is not happening, if there is so-called classless system, then there will be no mass preaching. It's not possible. So this system of Varnashram is given by Krishna himself. And all members who participate in this Varnashram, by performing their prescribed duties, they help the society at large, whole society together, to advance in spiritual life. The final culmination is full surrender to Krishna. The final culmination is to practice pure devotional service. Not just to be a good Brahmana or a good Brahmachari or a good Sannyasi or a good Kshatriya, Vaishya, good Shudra. It's not just that. That is part of it. But that's not just only. One has to become a pure devotee of Krishna. But in order to reach that platform, this system is given. Varnashram is based on the practitioner's three modes. The practitioner in what mode he is in. If he is in mode of goodness, his occupation is of Brahmana. If he has guna, qualities of mode of goodness. If he has qualities of mode of passion, then he is a Kshatriya. If his qualities of mixed passion and ignorance, then his occupation is of a Vaishya. And if it is qualities of mode of ignorance, then he works as a Shudra, helping the other classes, helping the other Varnas. So when they perform in that way, they please Vishnu. The society is peaceful. Their conditioned desires is fulfilled. There is no fight. And everybody gets an opportunity in the peaceful situation to practice devotional service and elevate themselves. Elevate from mode of ignorance to mode of passion, from mode of passion to mode of goodness. And from mode of goodness to practice pure devotional service and finally go back home, back to Godhead. So that's why the society is organized in that way. So Bali Maharaj has heard all this from great saintly personalities, from scripture, from his own grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. But here he has come to a point where his own spiritual master, his so-called spiritual master, is telling him to reject these teachings. He is telling him the opportunity he has now received to serve Lord Vishnu is to reject it. Every individual should get opportunities to serve Vishnu, and it is very simple. Even by one's own prescribed duty, one can serve Vishnu. Whatever varna we have, whatever duties we perform, whatever karma we perform, that karma has fruit, karma phala. And if we give that fruit to Krishna, that pleases Krishna. Whatever is our swabhav, whatever is our guna and karma, whatever is our nature, we serve Krishna with that nature. We serve Krishna with our fruit. If somebody is a businessman, he uses profit in service of Krishna. If somebody is taking job, he uses salary in the service of Krishna. If somebody is painter, he paints for Krishna. Somebody is civil engineer, he builds temple. Or whatever he works, the result he gives to Krishna. That's called karma phala tyaga. Whatever karma we do, the result of that karma we give to Krishna. Whatever naturally we do, we do. Yat karoshi, we do it for Krishna. That also is devotional service. Then there is sadhana bhakti. We follow the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga. Getting up early morning, attending Mangala Arati, chanting our rounds, hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, doing service, honoring prasadam, fasting, ekadashi, dharmashmi, doing various preaching activities. That is seva. That is rules and regulations of bhakti. In order for one to come to the pure platform, these rules and regulations are required. That's sadhana bhakti. Disciplined life from morning till night. So when we do that, we progress in spiritual life. In Vrindavan, the cows, they will see Krishna and they start licking Krishna's body. And Krishna would be pleased by that. Now, is that devotional service? Will pujaris go and lick Radha Rasbihari and it will work? Our head pujari will ban you whole life. It will not work. But cows do that. And Krishna is pleased by that. Because that's their swabhav. They use their swabhav for service of Krishna. They use their swabhav when interacting with Krishna. And Krishna is pleased. But in civilized society, we have rules and regulations. We can't do whimsically. There are 10 types of devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj spoke 10 types of bhakti to Hiranyakashipu. Who knows 10 types? Huh? 10 types. Who knows all the 10? Yes. First, Shravanam. Second, Kirtanam. Third, Smaranam. Fourth, Padasevanam. Fifth, Archanam. Sixth, Vandanam. Seventh, Dasyam. Eighth, Sakhyam. Ninth, Atmanidam. Tenth, Licking is not devotional service. When cows lick, Krishna is pleased. So they are just following their swabhav. And Krishna is pleased. That's fine. We also follow our swabhav. At the same time, our swabhav for devotional service is governed by rules and regulations. It should not be whimsical. We serve Krishna whatever in occupation we are in, and Krishna is pleased. Krishna Balram, when they were visiting Mathura with their friends, they saw Kubja. Kubja was carrying Chandan on her hand, on her plate. And she was servant of Kams, carrying chandan for Kams. And she was hunchbacked. She was bent at her neck, waist and back. And not very attractive. So she was walking on the street. Public were around. And Krishna Balaram saw. And Krishna thought, let me make some joke. Make some funny situation for the pleasure of my sakhas. So he called that lady, addressing her as a very beautiful girl, said, "Oh, beautiful girl, what are you carrying?" So the acharya say, actually Krishna was giving for future prediction. He was not eve teasing. He was giving future prediction. Said, "What are you carrying?" Said, "So nice chandan. If you give us, it will be very nice." So Kubja is servant of Kam. That chandan belongs to Kam. And Kubja saw this beautiful boy, Shyam Sundar, and she got attracted. She didn't know this is Supreme Personality of Godhead. She just saw Shyam Sundar, very beautiful boy, not just wearing new garments, nice flower garland, a nice ornament. And he said, "Shyam, you are so beautiful. I am carrying this chandan for Kams. But now I see you are the most qualified person to have this chandan. And instead of taking that chandan to Kams, she started applying it to Shyam Sundar. Yellow chandan she applied to Krishna and blue to Balaram. Both boys, both brothers are so beautiful. By the application of chandan, they became more beautiful." So we see Kubja, who was doing government job, Sarkari Nokri, comes servant. On the spot, she left government job and joined ISKCON, joined Krishna Seva, private Seva. Kams is to consider Krishna as rebel, can as well as use the word terrorist. Enemy. So she left government job and joined other party. Rebel side. So that's not new. Our boys are doing it, leaving their jobs and joining ISKCON. This happened with Kubja also, 5000 years before. And just by applying chandan, Krishna was very pleased with Kubja. And he thought, "I should reciprocate, I should give her something." So he placed his feet on her feet and with his fingers he just touched her chin and pushed up and she became straight. And because of Krishna's touching her body, she became very beautiful, very attractive bodily features. And everybody was surprised. She started joyfully dancing and she got more attracted to Krishna. And she said, "My dear Lord, now you should give me opportunity to serve you." And she told Krishna to come to my home. She pulled his dhoti, said, "Now you come." And Krishna was very shy. In front of Balaram, all this is happening. She is pulling me to her house. And Krishna pacified her, saying, "I will meet you later. I have some business to do." So just by offering chandan, she received Krishna's mercy. In fact, before that there was tailor and florist. Tailor's occupation was to sew and florist's occupation was to make garland. And they both did that for Krishna. For the tailor it was not big deal to sew some cloth ornaments for Krishna. For the florist it was not big deal to make a garland and offer to Krishna. Simple activity, they used to do that daily. But today they did it for Krishna, their occupation. And Krishna was so pleased that he awarded them unique benediction. He gave them pure devotional service, liberation after death, and till death full sense gratification. Nice health, nice opulences, nice sensory benefits. He gave them both. Generally it's one. Either you get sense gratification or you get liberation. He gave them mukti also and he gave them nice material life also. So using our occupation to serve Krishna is prime duty of every civilized human being. Giving our fruit of labor to Krishna. Karma phala tyag. There is also karma tyag. Karma phala tyag and karma tyag. Where a person gives up karma itself, he gives up his occupation, he gives up his duty and only surrenders to Krishna, only serves Krishna. That is what Krishna is asking to Arjuna, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahasucha. Sarva dharman parityajya, give up your dharma, give up your duty, give up your prescribed duty, give up your varnashram dharma, give up everything. And what you do? Mam ekam sharanam raja. Surrender unto me. Surrender unto me only. Ekam. Ekam means only. Only to Krishna, not anybody else. It's like this, a boy tells a girl, I love you. She will be happy. But if he says, I love you only, there's a difference. She will be more happy. Because when he says, I love you, that doesn't prove that he may not have told the same thing since morning to 10-20 other girls. That you may be one of them. But I love you only. That's loyalty. So Krishna says, Mam ekam saranam braja. Surrender unto me only. Nobody else. No Brahma, Shiva, Ganesh, Durga, Surya, or bank, or degree, or house. Don't take shelter of anybody else. Surrender unto me only. Then moksha ishyami mahasucha. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami. I will take care of everything. So we should do that. So whole varnashram is designed for a person to come to the platform so that eventually he can fully surrender to Krishna. Full surrender to Krishna. In any circumstances, my dear Lord, I will follow you. I will serve you. So Bali Maharaj is talking about that. He said, whether this Vishnu in the form of a Vaman avatar, in the form of Vaman Dev, in the form of dwarf Brahmana, has come as the Lord to give me benediction, or has come as an enemy to take away everything from me, to punish me, in both the cases, I have decided to give him what he begs for. Shukracharya has already given an argument that he has not come as a well-wisher. He has come as an enemy. He has come as a friend of Indra and he is going to take away everything. And Bali Maharaj says, that's fine because that is what I have learned from Prahlad Maharaj, that I should fully surrender to Krishna. So even though Shukracharya, who has a very big influence in the life of Bali Maharaj, speaks not to serve Krishna, Bali Maharaj doesn't change his stand. That Uttam Adhikari. There are three levels of faith. Kanishtha, Madhyama and Uttama. These three categories are divided based on how much faith they have in the process of bhakti or on Krishna, and how much scriptural studies they have done, whether they can put the arguments of scriptures logically to opposite party. These are the two ways these three categories are characterized, are divided. So Kanishtha Adhikari Bhakta is one who, if an opposite party gives a strong argument, will change his faith. If somebody comes and speaks the glories of some demigod, then he will think, yes, yes, this is also correct. I should go to other demigod temple also. Somebody comes and speaks like that. Madhyam Adhikari is one who, if an opposite party comes and tries to convert, tries to change, Madhyam Adhikari may not be able to give equivalent argument and defeat the person, may not be able to give, but is determined not to convert himself. He will remain loyal to Krishna. He is determined to continue to serve Krishna. Kanishtha is one who will change his faith. Madhyam is one who will not change his faith, but may or may not be able to defeat the opponent. He will tell the opponent, what you are saying, I can't defeat, but I will chant Hare Krishna. Kanishtha will say, what you are saying is correct, from today I will chant whatever, Brahma, Shiva, Durga, Surya, Indra, like that. But Madhyam Adhikari may not be able to defeat, but he is determined, will not convert. Uttam Adhikari, forget getting converted, he will convert others. If opposite party comes with an argument, he will defeat that argument. If atheist comes with an argument, he will defeat that argument. That Uttam Adhikari's faith, that Uttam Adhikari's understanding of scripture. So Bali Maharaj, he is expressing behavior of Uttam Adhikari. Shukracharya, who has such a big influence on Bali Maharaj's life because he is a spiritual master, he is a family priest. Bali Maharaj received so much help from Shukracharya to win over Indra. In fact, Bali Maharaj had died. Shukracharya again revived him by Sanjeevani, Mrit Sanjeevani, and again made him alive. So Bali Maharaj was very devoted to Shukracharya. Somebody who gave back your life, somebody who gave back your kingdom, somebody who gave back your reputation, somebody made you win over the enemy, somebody making you do an yajna to make you permanently Indra, and somebody spiritual master. And all demons are under Shukracharya. And in public, he is going to reject his guru. How determined he was to serve Vishnu. How determined he is to give everything to Vishnu. He is knowing that this is Vishnu who is going to come to take everything. He is going to side on the demigod. And he has agreed. That full surrender, whether you kill me or embrace me. Whether you come as a benediction giver or you come as a punishment giver, you are my unconditional master. I will just serve you. Whatever circumstances a devotee comes across, this point should not change, that I am Krishna's servant. I am going to serve Krishna. Nothing can interrupt my service to Krishna. This faith is required. The Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami defines faith, Shraddha, as knowing well that if I serve Krishna, I don't have to do anything else in my life to fulfill my desire or to achieve perfection. Everything is done just by serving Krishna. All tapasya is done, all puja is done, all jnana is achieved, all dhyana siddhis are done, all sacrifices are done, all so-called processes are done, all demigods are satisfied, all family members are satisfied, all obligations are fulfilled, all desh seva is done, all samaj seva is done, or Pitra Seva is done. Everything is done just by serving Krishna. All obligations done. That's Shraddha. That's faith. But while the process of serving Krishna, if we get interested in some other process, advertised as spiritual process, then that interest is sense gratification. Prabhupada told this to the first ISKCON lawyer in New York. When Prabhupada established the movement, there was a lawyer. And that lawyer once was riding in car with Srila Prabhupada. And in the car he got an opportunity to ask questions. So he asked Swamiji, "Do you know about so and so person, some spiritual guru?" So Prabhupada said, "If you are on already a Krishna conscious path, a bona fide path, then any interest in other path is sense gratification. It's just intellectual sense gratification. It's just waste of time. We should not be interested. We should just be interested in serving Krishna. We should just be interested in practicing devotional service. And we should just be interested in propagating devotional service. Pure devotional service. Nothing short of that, nothing below that. Helping people to do anything below that is just a step to come to full surrender. But if we don't come to full surrender, then we are not doing complete justice. We are not doing complete justice in preaching. So we are not here to give half-baked formula. Give 100 rupees, that's sufficient whole life. We are here to tell, give full salary. We are here to tell, give your life to Krishna. Within one's capacity in Varnashram. So that's full surrender. So all these verses, Bali Maharaj is expressing his full surrender. He is ready to reject his guru so that he can fully devote to Krishna. And that determination is a lesson to learn, that we should be determined. We should have this determination. Like Rukmini Devi, she was determined. When she came to know her marriage is set with Shishupal, she was at that time maybe 12, 13 years old, girl. And father, mother, brother, nobody in the palace can help her to change this decision. The marriage with Shishupal is set. Nobody to help her. But what did she do? She didn't give it up. She wrote a letter to Dwarkadish. She gave her whole kidnap plan, how to kidnap me, and send that letter through a brahmana, that Dwarkadish will come and kidnap me. And she expressed that in case this life I can't marry you, I will not marry Shishupal. I'll go to forest and perform penances so that next life I become qualified to be your maid servant. And if that also doesn't happen, next life I'll perform penances so that some future life, after 100 lives, I get opportunity to be your maid servant, but I will not marry Shishupal. That's determination. Even King Pratap Rudra, when he wanted darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as a sannyasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied, he was ready to die. He was ready to give up his kingdom, give up his royal attire and become a mendicant begging door to door, staying in the forest, so that he gets darshan and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this determination is required. Krishna gets attracted to a devotee's determination to perform devotional service, to overcome all odds, to overcome all obstacles and go ahead in bhakti. So one should develop this determination by celibacy, by sense control, by chanting and hearing and reading. One should develop the determination that I will serve Krishna only, one and only one, Krishna and only Krishna. I will serve Krishna and only Krishna. So that our life is sublime. We achieve the ultimate goal, which is to go back to Krishna. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, Guruji, according to Varnashrama system, if a person is Sudra, then he gradually comes into the mode of passion, Kshatriya, then goodness, Brahmana. And how if a person is a Sudra and he comes into Krishna consciousness, So how means it goes? He becomes like Brahmana or Vaishnava. So is there any difference?
So a Shudra, his occupation would be serving the higher classes, but he can perform sadhana. In Kali Yuga, that is the method. Shudra, Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya, all can come together and do Mangal Arati, do chanting, do Bhagavatam class, and in the daytime they perform their individual occupation. And that will gradually elevate him, and his consciousness will be transcendental. At the time of death, he thinks of Krishna and goes back to Krishna.
He is not going to becoming just like a Brahmana or like that.
That also is possible. That also may happen. But that will take few lifetimes. But this is faster. In Kali Yuga, that is the prescription, that he performs his sadhana and occupation and gradually elevates himself in consciousness and gets liberation. What you are saying is also possible. He books a nice Shudra, next life becomes a Vaishya, a nice Vaishya, next life becomes a Kshatriya, and a nice Kshatriya, next time becomes a Brahmana, and he goes back home, back to Godhead. So that same thing. Slow train, fast train. Okay. Any other question?
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा
वैष्णव परिवार में विषमता में समता है जैसे सूर्य का वाहन सिंह है और पार्वती का वाहन है सूर्य का वाहन बैल है और पार्वती का जो वाहन है वो है बैल वो जो सिंह है बैल को नहीं खाता है और उनके गले में सांप है और सूर्य के दो बेटे हैं एक गणेश जी है और कार्तिकेय है वो जो सांप है वो गणेश जी का वाहन चूहा है उसको खाता नहीं है उनमें आपस में झगड़ा कभी नहीं होता है और जो मोर है वो कार्तिकेय का वाहन है और वो मोर जो है सांप को मारता है तथापि वो वैष्णव होने के कारण वो सांप को जो गणेश जी का शिव जी के गले में जो सांप है उसको नहीं मारता है तो वैष्णव की पहचान है वो आपस में झगड़ा नहीं करते हैं
Okay. Hare Krishna. Very nice. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Suppose one devotee does devotional service for 50 years, very intensely, very extensively, but in lower mode of tamas and rajas, and he leaves the body. Then will he be qualified on the basis of his very strong service record to go back home, or will have to take another birth to progress the devotional service in goodness and pure goodness?
I will repeat the question. One or two words I also didn't catch, but I'll repeat the question. So the question is that if there is a devotee who has performed very nice devotional service for 50 years, but he has performed it in lower modes, passion and ignorance, but he has engaged himself, so will he be qualified to go back home, back to Godhead, or will he take another birth, get pure, and then go back home, back to Godhead? Is that right? So devotional service performed in three modes. Bhakti is one. Bhakti is not three. Bhakti is one. But the practitioner is in different modes. So somebody is a devotee. Means he performs full sadhana, seva, like devotees do. But at the same time, he has envy. He has pride. He has anger. He is violent. And he is a separatist, which means his desire is different from the Lord. Then that practitioner is performing devotional service in mode of ignorance. So somebody is a devotee and at the same time he wants material wealth, name, fame, position, opulence. and is a separatist. He is performing devotional service in mode of passion. Somebody is a devotee and he is performing devotional service to get rid of his miseries, giving all karma phala to Krishna. That is performing devotional service in mode of goodness. And one who performs devotional service without any reason, because he naturally gets attracted to Krishna, that's performing pure devotional service. So unless one comes to the platform of pure devotional service, one cannot enter spiritual world. So unless one practices pure devotional service, one cannot enter spiritual world. But it's not necessary another birth. Somebody at the time of death can change his consciousness by the mercy of Krishna from lower mode to transcendence and enter the spiritual world. Somebody who is not on transcendental platform but in within three modes, if he goes to the spiritual world, he may create disturbance there. He may go on strike there sometimes. So that's not allowed. So only after getting pure consciousness, one can enter the spiritual world.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Sharad.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the class.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you mentioned about karma mishra bhakta. So, people outside, for them, this is a very good option. Even, like, this is kind of a very nice devotional way to get attracted to bhakti. I mean, for them, you know, it's a nice way to make them dovetail slowly, as you said last time also, dovetailing to start with. So, how a devotee should be convinced, because sometimes we may also feel, like you said, between karma tyag and karma phala tyag. So, karma phala tyag seems to be little more difficult, because karma tyag may sometimes someone may not have an opportunity and then he would have, you know, like got this desire to do a, you know, detached. But someone who is already doing an action, for him to give the fruits of the action, it seems to be quite more difficult actually. Just like you are operating a smartphone, so like someone may not have the facility to have a smartphone and he may be thinking that, okay, I am so detached from the smartphone. But someone who is operating a smartphone and using it only for Krishna service, you know, so like generally we say that, okay, that is better, you know, engage, you know, attach to Krishna, engage our facilities, engage our talents, engage our swabhav, just like you mentioned, in Krishna service. So similarly, outside people also they think something similar, that this karma mishra bhakti is so good that I am working outside and then I am trying to, you know, engage my resources, engage my full power in Krishna service. What's the problem in that? Why to unnecessarily do full time? Just like you mentioned, that no one will like to give full salary and things like that.
Yeah. People like doing that. But what Krishna likes is the question. Krishna wants full surrender. He doesn't want half surrender. He doesn't want 99.99% surrender. He wants 100%. He is very possessive. So, devotional service is not characterized by what I like. Devotional service is characterized by what Krishna likes, what pleases Krishna. If finally we want to achieve Krishna, then we have to give everything. But on the first day of hearing, a person may not be able to do that. So we recommend, okay, do gradually. That's karma phala tyag. Perform your occupation, give results to Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, 12th chapter, always think of me. But then he knows people can't do this 24 hour thinking of Krishna. That's karma tyag, only thinking of Krishna. That's raganuga. So then he gives second option. follow the rules and regulative principles of bhakti. That's sadhana bhakti. But he knows everybody will not be able to do that also. So he gives a third option. Work for me. That karma phalatya. Give fruits to me. Work for me. He knows some people will not be able to do this also. So he gives fourth option. Do ordinary charity. So at least you will get detachment with the fruits you have. So when you have detachment to the fruits by doing ordinary charity, you may one day give charity to Sadhu and Krishna. So that comes to the third platform. So when you are on the third platform working for Krishna, you are in association of devotees who later early you chant. You come for Mangalati, you pay obeisances. So you come on the second platform. That is Bhakti Yoga. And when you are doing that, you will be advanced on coming to the first platform, where there is Karma Tyag, giving everything, thinking of Krishna always. Right? So that step leading to the forward advancement. So ordinary people may be interested in that step because they have attachment. So we encourage that, but we also eventually educate that this is a step, not the goal. Finally you have to leap and take the further step. But eventually we want people to come to that step, to fully surrender to Krishna. Is that okay? Okay. Any more questions? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.